DW.
60-year-old James Eskridge maneuvers his small boat toward a distant dock where local fishermen have built small wooden houses to protect their crab traps, refrigerators, and freezers. Tangier is considered the soft crab capital of the world, its residents depending on blue crabs and oysters. Eskridge is a lifelong resident who flies the American flag and the Israeli flag outside his house, along with a third proclaiming his devotion to Donald Trump.
He protects religious liberties. He's a friend of Israel. Tangier's a huge supporter of Israel and the Jewish people.
Why is that?
It's biblical. God said, who blesses the Jews, I will bless, and who curses them, I will curse. That's clear enough.
He spoke of his fondness for Trump during an interview with CNN. What would you like to tell the president if you could, a reporter asked. Tell him I love him like family, Eskridge replied. As it happened, Trump was watching, and he asked his staff to arrange a phone call with this ardent supporter.
I was out crabbing at the time. It was on a Monday morning, and my son and another guy came to me, said that I needed to get home. The president wanted to talk to me, and so I said, President of what? He said, President of the United States, Donald Trump's going to give you a phone call, and I thought somebody was joking.
Eskridge headed home, and the call came that afternoon.
The lady said, I'm with the office of the president. President Trump would like to speak with you if it's possible. And I said, it is possible. So we chatted for, I guess, 10 minutes or so and just talked about sea level rise, climate change, which we're on the same page with. We're not on board with that.
Despite the fact that Tangier loses 3 hectares of land a year, Eskridge and many others on this island do not believe in sea level rise. They insist their problem is erosion.
We can see the erosion going on. You can see it weekly. But the sea level rise, we just don't see it happening.
What they do see is water everywhere. At high tide, it comes up through the sewers and ground, leaving many gardens and streets flooded. They want government to build a seawall around Tangier. Eskridge discussed it with the president, who arranged meetings with 2 agencies that could provide funding for such a project. But residents aren't relying solely on government for their salvation.
Good morning.
How are you? Excuse me.
They pray a lot. 4 elders in this church take turns leading the congregation, among them a high school history teacher named Dwayne Crockett. He knows that 2/3 of the island has washed away since an ancestor of his settled here in 1686. But he takes comfort from a biblical promise to Noah. No more devastating floods.
After the rainbow had been put in the sky, he said, never again will I destroy the earth with a flood. Now we have seen localized flooding, but the promise is that the whole earth will never be destroyed by a flood. Well, there's the sea level rise taken care of right there.
Jean Crockett, who says she's not related to Dwayne, shares his passion for God and the Bible, but she's not as certain about the island's future. An English teacher at the high school, she's heard scientists say sea levels are rising, the island is sinking, and storms are more prevalent.
When you put them all 3 together, we're subsiding, we're eroding, and the water levels are rising, it doesn't bode well for us.
But she's made no plans to leave.
Who has the money to start all over again if you don't have to? Who's going to come by my house so that I can go buy somebody else's house?
And Dwayne Crockett argues that in the age of climate change, there is no safe place to go.
Are we supposed to move anywhere on the East Coast where they are saying that the sea levels are going to rise over the entire East Coast? Or should we go down to the Gulf Coast where hurricanes strike with such a powerful force? Should we go to the Midwest where Tornado Alley is located and people lose entire communities in just a few minutes?
Mayor Eskridge thinks Tangier is entitled to government assistance.
We're not just talking about a piece of land. We're talking about people, families, a community, a culture, a way of life. Of course, we produce a lot of seafood from here, soft crabs, hard crabs, oysters. And also, I tell folks over the years, since World War I, we've had a lot of folks serve in the military. So, you know, they deemed us important people then. So I'm hoping, you know, we're still important.
And Dwayne Crockett wants experts to test ways of preventing erosion on Tangier.
If you cannot save a community of 450 people, a 3-mile long island and a 1.5-mile wide island, if you can't save us, you're wasting your time trying to save large cities like New York, Boston, Norfolk, Philadelphia, because it's not going to be done.
He's quite sure this approach will save the island.
I remember when I was a little boy, the western part of our island was washing away, and we finally got us a seawall on the western side of our island, which stopped the erosion 100%, thank the Lord.
The wall, built of stone, protected major investments, including the island's airstrip, water, and sewage treatment plants. But Jill Bieri, director of the Virginia Coast Reserve for the Nature Conservancy, isn't sure a wall around the entire island would work.
I don't think in the long term that anything man-made can protect what's going to happen naturally in these areas. You know, because we're seeing more frequent storms and we're seeing higher storm surge and more flooding, these erosion rates are increasing, and that's what's happening to the marshes all over coastal United States.
Local innkeepers Jim and Maureen Gott also have doubts. Referring to state plans for a $3 million seawall or jetty to protect the harbor, they say government can be slow.
They've been studying the jetty for, I think, 18 years now. It's good for us because the Army Corps of Engineers comes here, stays with us for a couple of days, goes out and studies it, makes their report. It goes up through the channels, and a couple of years later, it comes back saying maybe. By the time it comes back, the landmass where they were going to put the jetty is no longer there.
Some Tangiermen are offended by those who say it's not worth investing more money in a place that's home to so few people, but Gott shrugs and appeals to those who love wildlife.
This is a major stopping over point for migratory birds, for butterflies. It's a haven for the small fish, for crabs, for oysters, for clams. You know, the loss of the island would be devastating to the wildlife and the ecosystem around here.
For now, he and his wife, who bought the Bayview Inn 7 years ago, console themselves with increased business from tourists like Allison Neplock and Alex Stogren.
Just to think that this is a place with such history going back hundreds of years, one of the really early settlements, and it might not be here in another decade or two.
It's ground zero for climate change is what they're saying, so I feel like it was kind of now or never.
Also making their way to Tangier and perhaps making the case for its salvation, dozens of reporters from around the world. For DW, I'm Sandy Houseman in Tangier, Virginia.
DW.